We're learning Masechta Zvachim. We're in the middle of Mishneh Hay, Perek Zayin, which discussed the dispute regarding a bird. A person did malika, which is a form of slaughtering, use of the fingernail, and found out that this bird was a trefa. The question is that when one would eat this, which one is not allowed to, but if they would, does it make a person impure? Does that make a person tamei? So the Mishnah continues as follows. Mishnah Vav. Omer Rameir. So Rameir says, "My im niblas behema." When it comes to an animal, which is a nevel, a carcass, shim matama b'magim amasa. We know that we have very strict rules when it comes to the laws of the tum of an animal. That even just touching that animal will make you impure. Shechitasam matahera says treifasam mitumas. However, when it comes to the slaughtering of such an animal, if you would find out that it would be a trefa, which we said that there is something internally wrong with one of its organs, would have died naturally, would have died on its own. So that animal, a trefa for an animal, does not make you tame. If you would touch such an animal by slaughtering it and it was found to be a trefa, it is not tame. So niblas, oh, she'enu matame b'magamasa, when it comes to a nevel, a carcass of a bird, that if you would touch it, you do not become tame. You can only become tame by actually eating it. Enu din shnehe shechitasa mitaharis as trefasa mitumasa. Then use of a kavachomer, it's logical that by slaughtering it, it should also make it pure as far as in the event if it would be found to be a trefa. In other words, since we find when it comes to an animal that we have more restrictions of tuma, and yet if it was slaughtered and found to be a trefa, it's considered to not become tumimatam. It does not make one impure. So certainly birds which have less restrictions or less laws of making things tame, because if you touch it, you don't become tame. So certainly one would imagine that such a bird would not make one impure by eating it. Mamasinu, not only just as we find, we know that slaughtering an animal is what makes it permissible to be eaten. Mitahara says trefasa mitumasa, and we established by slaughtering it, if it's found to be a trefa, there's something wrong with the animal, then it does not make tame. So avmali kasa shehim achshart b'achila. Similarly, we don't do shchita when it comes to the avoda. When it comes to the birds, we use our fingernail, which is malika, and that's what permits it to be used. So mitah is logical to tahara as trefasa mitumasa. That we should say that when you would do malika on this bird and found to be a trefa, that it should not become tame. Rav Yossi says no. Daya k'niblas behema shchitasa mitarta avalo malikasa. We don't find malika by an animal. We only find it by a bird, and therefore whatever laws we find regarding an animal, which is only by the shchita, do we say that it's being a trefa does not become impure. So that's all we can establish. Now when it comes to slaughtering a bird through the means of shechita, also, I agree, it will not become impure as far as if it's found to be a trefa. However, since malika is unique, one cannot use the means of a kavachomer to teach us that this animal will not make a person tamei, and therefore, as we established in the beginning of this Mishnah, there is this fact, this dispute, whether or not molach v'nimsa trefa, if you did malika on this bird and you found it to be a trefa, whether or not, in fact, it's matamei beis ablia, whether it can make a person impure. God bless.